What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's having a fun time in life. This is probably take three of me trying to start this podcast due to, just random things. I need to get my audio settings a little more refined, a little better, because they've been kind of wilding lately. I don't know what's been going on with them. It's been very interesting to see, because I've had that one episode where it was cutting in and out. Then just now when I try to record out, my voice is going in and out again. I think my settings keep getting like messed up, but that's neither here nor there. So how's everybody doing? Hope everybody's having the best time of life that they possibly can have, because, you know, we have a lot going on. There's layoffs again. Like I said last episode, layoffs every day. We just had a bunch yesterday. That, you know, it's kind of just the state of the world we're in right now. Everybody's slashing labor to cut costs, save money. It's just been a lot going on. You know, Amazon had their layoffs, UPS, a lot of big companies announced layoffs today. So it's just been one thing after another. But the best thing we could do is try to stay afloat. And the best thing I could do is take these rubber bands out. I feel like at this point, this is like a recurring gag on the podcast, me forgetting to take them out. Because I felt myself trying to talk, and I felt my words slurring together a little too much, so I was like, wait a minute. And yeah, they were still there. I really, truly hate them. I hate them indeed. So yeah, we have a lot going on. Like I said, we had the big NBA gambling scandal happened, which it ain't just the NBA. It's all kind of places that's having this gambling corruption going on, all these things. I was supposed to have an episode about that on We Just Be Talking Sports, but yesterday I wasn't on. Monday. It was Monday. Monday I wasn't feeling well at all. Like I had to take something to go to sleep, because I was having a rough time. My sinuses and that thing was completely out of whack. So I need to dope up on some medicine to kind of get back on track, because I just was not feeling well at all. And I was like, you know, I'm about to take this medicine, go sleep. And also, they had the greatest baseball game I've ever witnessed in my life. Also, was Monday with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, because it's the World Series right now. So they had their game going on, and it was amazing. It was crazy. 18 innings is quite insane, but it was a thing. And yeah, I stayed up and watched it. It didn't go off to like 1:30. The game started at like 7 o'clock. It didn't end to like 1:30 that morning. It was a roller coaster. Again, for more thoughts and insights on that, I check out the second podcast that was recently launched. We Just Be Talking Sports. With me, your boy Gold, as the host on that one as well. We recently launched it last week for the start of the NBA season. I posted the second episode this past Monday. We had a second episode uploaded. We were supposed to have a third episode uploaded on Tuesday. Tuesday. However, I wasn't feeling well. It was just not going to be good. So like I could barely breathe through my nose, and it was a lot going on. So I was like, I'm not about to half-ass an episode and just put anything out. So I will return with a new episode on We Just Be Talking Sports. We're going to try to get one out again for the end of the week, and you know, with your love. But again, this second podcast has been launched, We Just Be Talking Sports. That's where all the new sports content will go. So if you listen to We Just Be Talking and you prefer the sports episodes and everything of that nature, that will be transitioning over to the second podcast. It's also available I have it uploaded now as well. That's another update too. It's actually available on the same streaming platforms as We Just Be Talking. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's under Spotify. I don't have iHeartRadio. I need to put it on there. But iHeartRadio is kind of trash because they do ads and everything like that. And I'm not trying to do all that. Like, I feel like podcasts, you're supposed to just listen to them straight on through. Like, I don't feel like you need to have advertisements in between that. At least not ones that, like, paid ads they just throw in. Like, I feel like if it's an advertisement, it should be something that I'm doing, like, throwing in, like, hey, we got a sponsor for this. Like, you know, like, that kind of, like, a shameless plug is more feasible to me than just having y'all listen to random ads and BS. But, again, last time saying it on this episode, we have the second podcast officially launched. We Just Be Talking Sports. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, basically wherever you get your podcast from. The two of the major networks where you get your podcast from, you can look it up. Both are under the We Just Be Talking umbrella. I am going to have to rework that as well, the network that I was staying. I have to do that too, but I'm going to announce that whenever we get ready. So hopefully we have some big things coming down soon. Now I'm kind of over the announcing things and then mishaps occur and I have to put it off and like feel like I've been pump faking y'all. So the next big thing that occur when it launches or when it's ready to be launched, you know, I will give more details and be more transparent about it and reveal to you guys the next big project that we have coming along the pipeline. But for now, we have We Just Be Talking, and We Just Be Talking Sports. If you're here for our sports episodes, they will be over on We Just Be Talking Sports from here on out. We have everything set up. It's all good. And I'm excited for the growth of that podcast, that second venture. Also, shout out to y'all, because I looked at the numbers again. And, you know, you guys been showing a lot of love on, like, especially the past month. It's been a lot of love shown on We Just Be Talking. Like, it's been a lot of downloads. I've seen a lot of clicks and everything. Like, it's been very good. So I appreciate you all for sticking with me, checking out the podcast still to this day. Because like I said, it's been 6 years. 6 years of We Just Be Talking. That's a milestone for me. That's big. So I appreciate the support, the love, the critiques, both good and bad. Things can be improved. Topic suggestions, things of that nature. I appreciate it. I'm probably going to do another round of suggesting topics and everything like that soon. It's probably coming up soon. Because I like to get feedback from y'all about what y'all want to hear discussed on the pod. Like, what y'all want to talk about. Like, I love getting that from y'all. Because, you know, I feel like you're nothing without your audience. You're nothing about your audience, without your people. Like, without an audience or, you know, audience people listening, this just yelling to the void, you know? Like, so I really feel like it's not just a me thing, it's a we thing. Like, we did it, we built this together. It's not just me. It's not just the co-host that I've had throughout the venture. It's also listeners. So again, listen, whether you have, we listen faithfully, you at least give us a download, a peep, whatever, I appreciate it. Because again, without you guys, the podcast, it's nothing. It's literally just me yelling to the void. So appreciate y'all. Much love. Okay, so I think I got everything I need to talk about prior out the way so we can transition to actually what we're talking about. With this episode of We Just Be Talking, a topic that I wanted to discuss and talk about, it's kind of a thing more so of recent events that's occurred, basically, like, my life. Like I told you guys, like, about the layoffs and everything. I think I got laid off from work and everything like that. Still job hunting. It's been trash. It sucks. It's been not too fun of a time. It's very crazy how the job market is now. Because before all this occurred, I had been saying for long, like, man, the job market sucks. Like, I want to find another job. I'm really trying to. But it's just like there's nothing out there. It's just not. And with all this uncertainty between AI, the political climate, just trade in general, like, it's just a mess. It's a mess. It's hard to come by and everything. So I've applied for, at this point, it's been, we're going on month. Let me think. It happened. Yeah, we on a while. We on a good bit after post layoff. We're a good bit post layoff. I've applied for, at least at this point, I've applied for like 60 jobs and everything. And out of those 60 jobs, I want to say like a cool overall, a cool 17 of them alone, around that number. The position just got canceled. It was not, it just vanished. It wasn't anything more like, check my email, I apply for a job, let it sit. Check my email, I get an email from the company saying, well, we decide to cancel this position or quote unquote put it on hold, quote unquote, I should say. And, you know, we're currently restructuring and reevaluating the needs of the business. And it's not like, okay, so you guys are having layoffs too. Cause I know that corporate jargon. I know how that goes. I'm like, okay. So I've had a couple of those pop up, which just goes to back to the state of how things are currently. Just is not much out there right now. It's not, like since the day we had, well, yesterday now, we had Target have, what, 1,800 employees laid off, I want to say. Amazon laid off a good chunk. We had UPS lay off like 40,000 workers, just like Thanos snapped them, just boom, just gone. Like, it's just been, it's crazy right now. And then we still in the midst of a government shutdown. We don't know when that's going to end. We have basically the open enrollment season for insurance and everything that comes up literally this week. We have that coming up. So premiums and everything for people insurance are going to be skyrocketing. They're going to be out their ass most likely. It's going to be insane to see that. It's going to lead to more political discourse and debate and argument and everything. It's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on. So it's just one of those things where it's like you just have to try to find a positive thing. So I've been trying to stay positive with things. Well, not trying to stay. I've been staying really positive about things. Like, thankfully, I got a good severance and everything for my job. So, you know, they gave me some cushion. And I got other sources of income. So, thank God for that. The podcast is not one of them, by the way. I'm not telling y'all that now. The podcast is not one of them. I can, if I wanted to, could I turn this into a profitable venture? Yes, I could. However, I don't want to. If this ever turns into a source, like a passive income, a source of funds for me, anything of that nature, I don't want it to be through the means of how I can go about monetizing it. You know, I don't want to go through those channels. Like, I don't want to turn this into an ad field, like venture, like just spam ads between, because like I said, it's only most episodes if we just be talking. Now we just be talking sports. Those episodes are pretty long. Those are pretty long episodes just because I have so much I have to talk about right now for sure. Like, I have so much to get through and I'm still trying to get a good blend of things for that. So that podcast is going to be longer for right now. Like, I'm trying to shave a lot of time off of that because an hour and some change with me yapping, excuse me, is insane. So I want to cut that down to at least about 40. I feel like 40 minutes is a good amount of time to wrap up the entire week. I just got to find a good rhythm for how I want to do that, like a good structure, you know, a good structure for it. We just be talking. Most episodes we just be talking. They fluctuate between 20 to 40 minutes. 40 minutes on a good day. But most of the time, we aim in the middle. It's normally about 30-minute episodes. So we just be talking. It's in a good spot. But I don't want to dump ass into a 30-minute, like, podcast of me talking. Like, that's crazy. Like, y'all are already giving me y'all time. So I feel like it's a disservice to spam ads in between that. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. I'm not a fan of that. So like I said, if it ever turns to a thing where it's like income coming through this podcast, it will be through the means of something that I can do that's not ruining the experience or, you know, lessening the experience for you guys listening. I don't want to put any kind of roadblocks or anything like that up in it to be like, oh God, I got to skip ads or I got to listen to a 2-minute ad for a 30-minute episode. I'm trying to finish it and this and that. Like, this is something you just throw on. You commuting to work, throw it on. You got to go run some errands, throw it on for a few. That's what this is for. It's not that. So it's just one of the things where it's like, I could turn it to, but I don't want to. And I have been investing in other personal projects that I've been putting off and wanted to do for a while and whatnot. And I feel as though a big problem, and that's funny, I was talking to Jock about that. Jock, if you're listening, co-host, I mentioned it to you last time we had a conversation, which was a couple of days ago as recording this episode. The offer is still there. Whenever you decide to come on the episode, just hit me up. I told you, it's still there. This is still, you are still the new co-host of We Just Be Talking. You are still there. It's just a matter of you making your debut. Whenever the debut comes, just hit me up. But we were talking the other day and we were saying like, you know, it's just been a lot going on and everything. And I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I said, you know, I feel like, because he's asked me like how the job hunt been going and everything. And I was like, eh, it's been kind of trash. And I said, but it's been crazy because I've been getting like a lot of signs and people kind of like telling me, you know, like you should probably like surprise you don't have your own like business or you're not doing this or not doing that. And this has not been getting told a lot lately. So I'm at that point right now where it's kind of like I'm trying to see like, is this God telling me what my next move is, what my next step is going to be, or what we got going on? And I was like, well, let me see. So I put a little more effort into like marketing, like the podcast and marketing, like other things like my stream adventures and like that. I put a little more effort into those. And it's been yielding some decent results. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. It's been yielding some decent results. Like the numbers have shown improvement. And I'm not big on that right now because it's still fresh, but they've been showing improvement. So I'm like, maybe I am partially supposed to start working on this a little more, like investing more time into this. Still gonna give me a solid place for employment. Like, don't get that wrong. It's still gonna be a thing. But I'm like, maybe I do need to invest more into myself and my side ventures a little bit more because me just giving it a little extra time, a little extra effort, I've been seeing a difference in growth and progress and whatnot. But I was telling Jock, I was like, yeah, man, I was like, it's cool like to be, you know, thought of so highly and like positive and people pouring like positivity into you with it. But it's a fair thing too and everything. And I've talked about that a couple times on the podcast, like the whole thing about fear, like fear of failure and just, you know, fear of taking like that leap and everything, or what's really failure? Like it's only a failure if you don't try. I've always spoke that on this podcast. I've said that numerous times. A lot of things I say on this podcast, I need to be taking more into account for myself. But you know, that's another story. That's why I pay a therapist every couple of weeks for trying to work on those kind of things. But you know, I just feel as though when it comes to taking a leap of faith, you do have that fear. You do have that fear. That fear is in you where it's like, okay, I can take this chance, but what if I don't? You go down to what if express, as I say all the time. The what if express, like, okay, I could do this, but what if it doesn't work out? Or what if I take an L? Or what if I think like, oh, this is going great, I'm doing perfect, and then it all comes crashing down, it comes tumbling. Like, what do I do next? And we often talk ourselves out of it, and we don't try. We don't try. I've known a lot of friends and people in my life that had a good idea or a skill set or a talent, and they doubted themselves for a while to do it. Like, I don't know. And I will often tell them, like, you don't know if you don't try. I like, just try it. I said, don't still think of putting all your eggs in one basket and just like quitting everything. Like, just start it small. You ain't got to be this big, grandiose thing, like, oh my God, it's going to be a $1 million corporation. Like, don't think that large. Like, I know that sounds crazy. Like, don't think that big, don't dream that big, but like, sometimes you gotta lower your expectations. Like, just think of it like, don't think of it as like it's a job or a get rich quick scheme. Think of it more as like, this is something that I like to do, so I'm gonna start doing it. And as I keep doing it, if it grows, then it grows. If it doesn't, then maybe it's not something I need to be doing. And that's a thing that people often fall into, mainly because they try to copy. We are in a very much of a copycat society. Look at all we see on the internet. Like, we have all these stage videos now. Like, everything is a stage video. I remember we had one thing I used to hate at one point was the YouTube couples. I cannot stand the YouTube couples. I hated that whole era. I still don't too much care for them as to care for the couple channels and whatnot as much. No knock to them. Get your bag. Not hating at all. It just wasn't my cup of tea. It's nothing I was interested in seeing because it got to the point, even before, and I didn't care for it to begin with. But it got to a point where it was mainly just the same copy and paste. Like, it was no originality. Like, everybody had the same prank. It was the same prank. Like, I remember around my college days, it was deleting the My Player off your 2K. That was, like, the one I saw a lot. Or the accidentally breaking the PlayStation. Or setting something up for the girlfriend online about saying, like, you cheat or fake like you cheat. Like, you know, it's all the same stage pranks and everything like that. Like, it's just trends, which is all we do. And it's the same thing now with the couples. Like, they do it on TikTok or whatnot. They do, like, one of them was the "We Listen, We Don't Judge." That was the one. That was one of the phases they had went through. Now the one they've been doing is words that my spouse can't pronounce or know, things like that. Some of that nature. And I seen the ones too about asking my girlfriend or my fiance or my wife to name these famous people, and they'll put like athletes up that they don't know who they are. Like, obviously, like, I see them all the time. Like, it's hard to avoid them. You're going to run across them at some point. And, you know, it got to a point where everybody see that stuff and they think, like, oh, well, they did. I could do it too. And they try to, but they don't gain the traction. And it's not necessarily because it's all the way copycat. It's more so like they just don't know how to push out the, like, stay consistent with it and push out the content. They kind of just only pop up when they have like a hot trend to do and everything. It's not like they kind of keep pushing things out. And that's part of the problem too, where we often fall short when we go into these ventures and we try to do things. We often feel like we want instant result. We live in an instant gratification society. Like, we just want instant results. Like, everybody wants to go viral. Everybody wants things instantly. Everybody wants things quick. Nobody wants to like put the grind and put the work in. And a lot of times, the people that you see have these big success stories, they may have gone viral, yes, but you don't know how many times they might have tried to go viral, how many times before you heard of them. Like, some of these bigger YouTubers, you go look at their stuff, their earlier videos, they were trash. They suck. They will tell you, yeah, my other stuff was ass. It sucks. Especially like a lot of these sports channels and everything. Like, you go, like, I started doing a thing where, like, the successful channels I see now, like the smaller creators and their channels, I will make it a point to filter and go to their oldest videos. I do this all the time. Like, I've been doing this for a while now. I go to their oldest video and see what are they starting. Like, I want to see where was your starting point. Like, what was the beginning of this? Like, what was the beginning? And I'll look, and you'll be surprised. Some of them, when they started off, their original channel and content they had was not I wouldn't say you'd be surprised, but you just look and see a lot of the content they started off with was not what the channel or their lane grew into. That's not, or the lane they occupy now. Like, what's not that? A lot of them, you'll see them do random things, be like, oh, this is what you were at first. Like, you were, like, on one channel, for instance, Dreamers Pro. He has a sports channel. It's supposed to be like talk like discussing sports and this and that, but it's more like a news channel now. It's like a news channel for sports and everything. It's like he don't really break down like the games and like that. It's more so like news stories and sports pop up and he's going to discuss them. He also has a very negative agenda against LeBron, because he cannot stand LeBron and the things he does. So he'll talk about LeBron a lot of times. Like, whenever he's in the news. He also talk about, like, Stephen A. Smith when he's in the news. Excuse me. Or if someone has something disrespectful to say about Kobe, he'll come and defend Kobe's honor. It's kind of like those, kind of like the big things he'll do. It's like a news channel. It's not even, like, a really all the way, like, a reporting channel. Because some stuff he goes about, he'll just see an article and then he'll just talk about it. And it'll not even be news. It will literally be like an old resurfaced clip that someone been posting on IG Reels or whatever. It's not really ever anything like grand, like big for real. And he will go and report that now. That's what he does. He reports. If something random happens, he'll go live, like stuff like that. That's what he does now. But I was curious, and I went back to his older videos, and I just filtered through his videos, went to the oldest, and I saw that originally he talked about sports, but it wasn't what it is now. Like, he started off, his channel was like random tips. Like, it had like tips on how to do, because I think he's in Italy now. He did business in Italy at some point. And it'd be like, how to conduct business in Italy, or he'll have like, five things to know about starting up this and whatever country he was referring to at the time, or if you're visiting this country. Like, it was like kind of like an informational, like, kind of channel. That's what it started. That's what it was at one point. And then he also had the early sports videos before he got to what he is now. And his earlier sports videos was more like, it was like more in-depth breakdowns of stuff like, this is like a breakdown of LeBron's game, or a breakdown of Kobe's game, or who was the better player out of Kobe and LeBron, Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. Like, he had a lot of those kind of videos, like, what would the Clippers be? Would the Clippers do this? Like, it was kind of like more in-depth breakdown of like the actual games and everything. And then over time, he put out a video about like just sports news, and they got the traction, and he just kept rolling with where he worked. He found his niche. So also, it's not a thing of where, like, you can't let the fear kind of talk you out of things. Like, once you try and you see it's not getting the traction immediately, like that instant gratification, instant return, you can't always just quit it. You just might have to analyze and readjust what you're doing. That's also a thing, too. Like, you got to look at what works and what doesn't work. And that's how you create and find your target audience and your market and your niche and everything like that. Because you could try one way that you think is like how you want to do it. It's like, oh, this doesn't really work out. Well, let me do it this way, but let me add this spin on it. And you just keep working it out, and then you figure it out. But if you try that one thing, it doesn't work out, and you just quit it without even trying to adjust, adapt, or, you know, go back to the drawing board a little bit, then you could count that as a failure because you stop trying. Like, I feel like you only fail if you don't really truly give your best effort, you don't really try. So that's one of those things, too, is like, it's not always this isn't working, so I just feel that it's like, it might not be a failure. It's just, this might not be the lane you need to occupy. You might find another way to present the way you want to do things, or maybe you just need to put a little more time into it, because you don't post just one video or one TikTok and then that's it. Even the people that go viral, I know people say, well, what about if you go viral? I get it. Even if you post a TikTok or whatever, or a tweet, back in the day was tweets, but whatever they call them now, X or whatever, I'm still not calling that shit X. Or you post, make some kind of post and you go viral. It's not about going viral all the time. It's about, what do you do after the fact? Like, how do you capitalize on that moment? Like, you get in the media cycle, in the news and everything, and you start getting that attention, you get that influx of followers and all that, and it's like, okay, what do you do next? Are you going to just say like, oh, I got the followers, so I'm going to start charging money, this and that? Or do you use that opportunity to continue to market yourself and grow? Like, a lot of people have that moment and they fail at it. They don't do anything where they don't use it to capitalize. They don't find a way to retain viewership, retain subscribers, followers, et cetera. They don't really find a way to do it. They just look at it, it's like, oh, I went viral, and that's it. And they just cut it off right there. And it's like, bro, like, you can't just, like, that's only part of the puzzle. Like, that's just for you to get the attention, to get the followers, to get the traction. But how do you seize that momentum and keep it going? That's also a thing, too. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Because, like, I've seen some old friends, they've gotten quoted or tweeted by or put on, like, SportsCenter or whatever about, like, but from content. Like, I've seen people on SportsCenter. I've seen them get posted by, like on BT, all that kind of stuff. Like, they've seen them make these kind of things, and they don't really seize the opportunity. They kind of think like, oh, well, I went viral, so I'm good. And then it fades away. You get forgotten about, you know? So it's just one of the things. So, and I've been good to it, too. Like, I've had chances where I've could have used the moment to progress things or like to gain more tracks or whatnot, but it wasn't my thought process at the time or what I was really even trying to do. And, you know, I failed to capitalize on a few things and everything. So it's just a part of life. It's part of learning. Like I said, when you're young, you kind of don't know better. A lot of times you got to kind of learn. And also when you're not really focused on that at the time, it's not really your main focus, kind of like a thing, oh, that's cool. And then that's kind of it. So this is one of the things, but like when it comes down to it, the thing of fear is really the only thing that stops you. You just got to be able to separate the fear from the trial. Because a lot of times when we come down to saying like we fear things, it's really just trial and error. Like we're scared to try. Like it's not even that we're scared to even fail. We're scared to even start. That's the hardest part, starting. Like just start. Like if you could just start, then okay, you get this done. Like, okay, well, I did this. Well, let me do that next. You know, you get that, the wheel starts turning. You start getting that motivation, everything. So if you want to try to be the next, let me think of something that people do the next streamer, is it going to happen overnight? No. Can it happen? Yes. You might not be like a Kai Cenat or Duke Dennis or anybody from AMP, a.k.a. AMP. I always say AMP. I'm going to keep saying AMP because it's just spell fucking AMP. I know it's AMP, but I'm just going to keep saying fucking AMP. Will you get to that level? Probably not. Not many people get to that mountaintop. Not many people do. But can you get to where you can be successful and get a good audience and get a good traffic going, a good name in the community? Yes, very much so possible. It's just a matter of putting in the work and just trying. Just try it. It might not even be for you. And also trying is not, and it not being for you is also not a failure. That's just, you thought it was something that you can be good at or interested in. You're just not good at it. And it's not meant for you to do. That's also a thing. Like it's fine. It's okay. Like everything, just because you see people do and you try to copy it, don't mean that it's necessarily for you at the end of the day. It all comes down to, it's a lot of facts. I'm not even going, I can't even list them all. There's a lot of facts that it comes down to. But just because it's not for you, don't mean you failed either. It's just like you tried it and it just wasn't something that you was really good at. So it's not a failure. It's not meant for you to really do. Like it's not something you thought you'd be great at it, but you just weren't. And that's fine too. Nothing's wrong with that. You shouldn't shy away from that and think that it's like, oh man, I just messed up this and that. Like, no, you try something new, you just didn't like it. Like, that'll make you like a horrible thing and this and that. Like, people try sports all the time. You could love sports, but you might not be that good at them. It just happens. Like, I love basketball. I'm not that great at basketball. It is what it is. Like, have I tried? Yeah. Well, I say I'm a failure at basketball? No, I just wasn't that great at it. It just wasn't my niche. Could I play basketball? Yes. Was I really good at it? No. I'm not going to say that I failed. I just wasn't that great at it. Like, that's just how it goes. Like, you don't need to look at yourself as a failure because you're just not that great at something. And even then, if you're not great at something, you can even work super hard and get at least decent at it. And even if you work super hard at it and you get decent at it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a professional basketball player, or a professional football player, or soccer, or baseball, whatever. You could put a lot of time into it. You could be very decent, but that does not mean just you're going to be a pro athlete. It happens. It's fine. You didn't fail. It's a competitive market, and yeah, that's coming down. That's like saying you apply for a job. Like you apply for a job, it's like, oh, I failed because I didn't get the job. Like, no, you didn't fail. It's just there's a million candidates and they have somebody that might have been more qualified than you. Does that mean you're a fit? You could be just as qualified. You could be qualified too, but someone could have a little bit more extra and they was the one that got picked. Does that mean you failed? No. You just weren't the one selected. Like, that don't mean technically you're a failure. In my book, I don't think that means you're a failure. So, say like, at the end of the day, y'all, just get up and do it. Don't let that voice in your head, like I do all the time, let that voice in your head tell you, oh, don't do that. You don't need to waste your time with that. Just do it. Try it. You never know. The one thing you might have in your mind is you have that fear of failure in the back of your mind saying, I can't do this. I don't need to do that. Just try it. And if it's meant to be, you might take off with it. Excuse me. You might take off with it and it might be something great. So just do it. Now, we ain't even doing like the Nike. We just saying just do it. We just trying stuff. Let's just do it. There's so many ways to make money nowadays to where I feel like at this point, if you think of an idea that can get you some bread, just try it. You never know. You really never know. The craziest things can have a market and a target audience. You can find that as your niche and you can take off. So instead of having that fear of saying, oh, I'm going to doubt myself, I can't do that, do it. If you fear yourself going to the gym saying, oh, I can't go to the gym because I don't even know where to even start, just go walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes. And then once you start doing that and you look around, it's like, oh, well, I never really tried this out. Go get on some free weights, you know. Look up some YouTube videos and start trying things. You ain't got to do a 1,000 push-ups to start off with. You can do 10, and that's your limit for the time, to do 10. Like, just because you can't do a $1,000 rip or a $100 rip don't mean that you're a failure. Like, just start. You just got to start. Starting is the key point to all this. Just start. If you don't start, then you failed off rip because guess what? You never tried. And that's pretty much the gist of it. That's how we're going to paint that one. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. It's going to be a pretty short one for this week. Next week, we should get on a better traction with both podcasts. We should be talking, and we should be talking sports. We should get on a better pattern with them, a good routine, a good schedule. I probably have an episode of We Just Be Talking Sports. I'll probably drop, what today is? Today is Wednesday. I'll probably do one and drop it on a Thursday. Probably do one later today and drop it on Thursday. That way we can have it going. And then that next week I'll fix the schedule. Because like I said, I just wasn't feeling good yesterday. I just was not. Whatever day, I just wasn't feeling good. So I'm better now. So we're going to keep the ball rolling. We're going to build some momentum and consistency going up with We Just Be Talking Sports. And we're going to keep the consistency going with We Just Be Talking, the OG. So with that being said, I appreciate y'all listening. Again, appreciate the love and support. All the downloads, the listens, the comments, everything that people send me and everything, I appreciate it. And I will see you all next time. Peace out. Y'all be easy.